As we prepare for the upcoming Thanksgiving Day feast, let's now take a moment to consider what might become of the leftovers. Turkey will be filed into sandwiches. Pumpkin pie will persist as a midnight snack. Some of us have been known to consume cold stuffing from the turkey, not a pillow. Then again, I haven't really tried the stuff from a pillow for breakfast. But what about uneaten carrots? What will become of abandoned Brussels sprouts and collard greens? These will likely be consigned to the trash or forced down the garbage disposal or fed to the worms. Joining us now in our own studio is our very own Empress of Earthworms, the Nabab of Nightcrawlers, a wiggle wrangler from way back. Proud of that last one, the Doyen of Dirt, Ketzel Levine. Ket, so nice to have you with us
here. It's just delightful to be in the same room with you. And I brought you a little gift.
Yes?
Will you close your eyes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I close my eyes.
Close
okay.
your eyes, yeah. yeah. Hang okay. on a second. Just give me a second.
All right. Open them?
Open your eyes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my. These are worms, aren't they?
Aren't they lovely?
Oh, Ketzel, I want to name them. What are these earthworms?
Those are red wigglers.
You know, they're really kind of cunning and cute in their own way. That being said, I'm not sure I'd want to turn over a whole lot of my living space to them, but I mean, they do remind me of some relatives.
But perhaps a small box in the kitchen.
Why would you want to do that?
These are the answer to your problems of what to do with the kitchen compost, particularly if you don't happen to have a compost bin outside.
Yeah.
You can take your vegetables, your fruits, and put them into a compost bin, a worm bin, and you will have brilliant, spectacular compost.
So that you put it out on the balcony.
And then you can put it out on your plants.
On the schmutz that my wife is growing out there, you mean.
Exactly.
So that's why you would want compost. Ketzel, one of them is crawling.
Whoops. Wait a minute. Get back in there.
Look at that. Oh, they like you, don't they? Well, who wouldn't? Now, all worms aren't the same as others?
Actually, they're not. Let me give you a brief worm overview.
Mm-hmm.
All worms are considered earthworms.
Yeah.
But they break down roughly into three categories.
Mm-hmm.
The soil mixers, the deep burrowers, and the compost worms. Now, the soil mixers are the ones that show up in shallow soil when you dig it up. If you're lucky and you've got good soil, you'll find the worms there.
Yeah.
The deep burrowers include your huge, fat, juicy night crawlers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the compost worms, for instance, these red wigglers, are the only ones that really whoops.
One of them fell in the studio.
come here, little boy.
Yeah.
The only ones that... It's like vermicelli.
Yeah, it is. You know what it is? It's like living vermicelli. You're absolutely right. Oh, my God.
Anyway, they're the only ones that don't require soil, and they just chow down on any number of things that will be in their little worm bin box. Now, the result is what they call worm castings, which is, in fact, worm poop.
Worm poop?
I have somebody on the line who knows a great deal more than I do. In fact, she's one of the great kitchen compost advocates of America.
All right.
And I would like to introduce you to Naomi Bloom. Naomi, are you there?
I'm here.
Naomi, Scott Simon.
Nice to talk to you. How are you?
I'm just fine.
Are these your worms here?
Yes.
So what can you do to keep a worm population going?
Well, it's really very simple. Mm-hmm. You just feed them and make sure that they're in a place that's temperate, and that's basically it. And then you get this great reward, which is fabulous for houseplants.
Naomi, I get the feeling that I could use, like, a Tupperware bin as a worm bin. Is that right? Something
sure.
about that size, like,
sure.
you know, 12 by 9 or something?
Exactly.
Now, and with a lid. Now, do I have to then punch holes
yes,
in the lid?
Yes, you'd have to punch holes in the top of the lid. Because air has to get in.
I am curious about this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that you've been feeding these little guys for a couple of months.
Yeah.
And it comes time to take the schmutz or the compost out.
Yeah.
How do you separate the compost from the worms?
You know what this is called?
What?
Harvesting.
Harvesting?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
harvesting?
Harvesting compost.
Oh.
But the trick is that when you want to take the compost out, you've got to take care that you don't dump it all out or else you'll have no worms left.
Of course.
So I've heard that there are a couple of techniques for harvesting them, and one of them that I liked was called divide and dump.
Yes.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is where you harvest two-thirds of what you've got, and you put it on your plants, and you leave one-third of it like you were leaving like a sourdough starter or something so the worms can start over again. Is that how it works?
Perfect.
I have to tell you, Naomi, that Scott is looking skeptical. And
oh, sorry.
About what?
Well, I think he's really questioning whether or not there's room in his life for wormware. And I truly mean this.
Yeah?
I think you could do this.
If you can tell me that it'll make the jalapeno peppers grow better, I'm willing to do almost anything.
Well, that's it. It will. Yeah.
Well, now that I have the worms, there's no reason not to get started, right?
That's right.
Well, I can think of a few reasons, but in any event, Ms. Bloom, nice meeting you. Take care.
You too.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks so much, Kessel.
All right, so it makes sense.
Okay.
I don't know as I'm going to run out and do it this afternoon.
We're going to have to do something with these worms, because I'm not taking them back to Portland.
I'll take them out to dinner. How's that? Okay. All right? Well, Kessel, always good to see you.
To Scott.
Kessel Levine, our doyen of dirt. And there's more about worms, including a link to Naomi Bloom's website at our website, npr.org. Click on Talking Plants.